A recent survey proclaimed at the end of the day to be the most irritating phrase in the English language. It also happens to be the one that's been heard 220 times on National Public Radio in the past year. Now, we can't make excuses for every cliched phrase that we use, but we can try to make amends. So we've called the Plain English Campaign, which created the Irritating Phrase Survey to celebrate its 25th anniversary. And we're joined now by the campaign spokesman, John Liston. Welcome.
Hello.
So what's the bottom line here? And is that on your list?
It's the bottom line was certainly one of the terms mentioned. We have about 5,000 supporters around the world when we did the surveys. It's now gone up to 6,000. It's had such a great response. Each week we send them a newsletter with the latest news about what we're up to at the campaign and plain English in general. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a throwaway line where we'd mentioned an article about cliches in the newspaper and said if any of our supporters had any they found particularly irritating, let us know. We were going to print a list of some of the best ones for next week. And we came back the Monday morning after sending this newsletter out to find a note from our internet service provider saying that our mailbox was now completely full up and was now rejecting all emails. It really had, to use a cliche, touched a nerve.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here. How does this Plain English campaign wage its battle for clear writing?
Well, we're an independent pressure group, which means that we fund ourselves. We run editing and training services for companies around Britain and right around the world. That gives us the money we need and means we don't have to rely on government grants. And then the campaigning takes whichever tack works. We've done everything from dressing up our founder, Chrissy Marr, in a costume as a character we call the Gobbledygook Monster to highlight it and having her walk outside the Prime Minister's house, right down to writing individual letters to take up cases from people who are embarrassed or a little uncertain about a document they're having trouble with, through to having our online free guides which show people how to write in plain English. And we even now take part in a lot of government committees and industry bodies to advise them on plain English and make sure that they actually put measures in place to make sure that all the documents they produce are written clearly.
Do you have at your fingertips or on the tip of your tongue an example of some really awful bureaucratic jargon?
I think one of my favourite comes from some draft legislation in the UK about 5 years ago about something called non-hours work. And it was defined in the draft legislation with the sentence, non-hours work is the hours of non-hours work worked by a worker. Absolutely baffling. We actually put it through the grammar checker on Microsoft Word, and the annoying little paperclip popped up at the end and said, I've looked through this, and this can be understood by somebody with a second grade education. It's very, very straightforward, could easily be understood, which maybe the second grader could have understood it. The problem was there's all these company managers who had absolutely no idea what it meant. Thanks to the award, that was rewritten and explained in plain English before it came to be used in law. And it turned out it was referring to people such as night watchmen, porters, security guards, people who have to be at their posts for a certain number of hours, even though they might not be doing any measurable work during that time.
Well, John, at the end of the day, all things considered, how'd we do? Did I speak plainly enough?
It's certainly very, very plain and clear, as public broadcasting should be.
John Liston is the spokesman for the Plain English Campaign. We reached him at his home outside London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.